Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
So it's like 25 degrees. I'm wearing jeans and a jumper because it was colder at home. It's like I came back from Bali and it was like freezing, and then today is this freakishly warm day. Anyway, so I'm down here sweating my balls off, and I've just come from recording a Facebook Live in Show Up Speak Up I've been practicing the ukulele, not much, just a little bit here and there, and I decided to perform a song in the group, or just practice a song, not necessarily perform it, just practice it, singing it, which I love music. I think I said this two episodes ago in the one about practice. I love music. I've always loved music. It's the one thing that can take me anywhere. And when I sing, I feel that. When I sing freely, like so in my own company, or just me and Mabel, I feel really present. I get all the goosebumps. It's just like the most amazing feeling. But I've never done it except in the car. I've always wanted to perform for people. I always saw myself on stage when I was a kid. And I just doubted myself. I had a few instances where people that I cared about told me they didn't really care for my singing, and I really took it to heart. And then I had friends that were way better singers than me, and they used to get all the praise, and I was just the overlooked one, as usual. Story of my life. And so today was like a breakthrough moment. I got my uke. I played a song that I'd only played, once before all the way through. And I sang it. And I loved it. And I felt so free. And after, I felt such relief, I started to cry on the live stream. Because it is so freeing to have those moments where I'm completely free of myself and I'm just in my truth. Those moments are very rare for me. and I want more of them. But in order to have them, man, do we have to move through some stuff. We have to give ourselves permission to have what we want, which is probably the hardest part. And to allow ourselves to be really seen, like, I mean, that's all I've ever wanted, was to be seen. And I hadn't been giving myself that. I hadn't been really seeing myself. I had been, you know, I'd been seeing myself under assumptions that I'd made about how other people saw me. And I hadn't been seeing all of me. I hadn't been seeing the parts of me that I didn't feel were acceptable. So I'd been living this life that was like a little, if life's like one big pie chart, and it's like that's the spectrum of life, I'd been living it in like a little slither, not all of me, just bits. Hey, how are you? Hey. And so, you know, I guess the last 6 months have been me really dedicated to finding self-acceptance. You know, acceptance for those parts that I've felt shame about, but also moving into this space where I'm like laying claim over how I want to feel, what I want in my life. And working towards giving myself that. And that is a practice. That's not something that just happens overnight. That's showing up for you consistently. Feeling into those parts of you that aren't that great. And so on this live stream, when I finished, one of the women had said, I want that feeling. And so I've been working on this idea for a little while of find your freak, which is like find your frequency, on taking like my lessons and learnings and some of the exercises that I've put myself through to figure out who I am, to find my voice, to find this level of acceptance towards myself so I can show up as the truth of who I am, and compiling them into a little audio product. So not like an e-course or anything like that. It is an e-course, but it's just going to be audio, because that's what I do, audio. So each day there'll be a little story and a little exercise for you, or just a question, really. Some of them will just be questions for you to dive deeper into figuring out who you are, so that you can find your frequency, so that you can find your truth, so that you can find your voice and operate from that space. Because so often we think, and I say this, God, I'm actually getting sick of hearing myself say this, so often we think that the destination lies outside of us. And right now I'm seeing this real trend of the destination being entrepreneurship. So we need to quit our job to be happy. We need to be doing work that we love to be happy. And that may be true, But it may be that it's actually really important for you to have a job, and that you're okay with that if you have fulfillment in other areas of your life. So this is about, you know, this is about coming back from those external destinations. When I get, when I have, when I am, when I feel, when I look, and bringing it back to you. You know, like, what is it that you really want? So it's going to be called Find Your Freak, F-E-R-Q, and so I'm just trying to think of, this is going live on Wednesday, and I'll be doing the official announcement on Thursday in Show Up, Speak Up. I'm just trying to think of the logistics, actually. I've got to figure out the logistics because I don't have an email list anymore. So I'm going to figure out how I'm going to deliver all this stuff. Anyway, if you're in Show Up, Speak Up, you'll be the first to hear about it. I imagine the domain will probably be carlinemo.com/FYF, Find Your Freak. And so let's just call it carlinemo.com/Find Your Freak. So it's F-E-R-Q for frequency. Because this is what it's about, right? Like, it's about finding your frequency, finding the way that you want to vibrate, the way that you want to live your life, not the way other people are telling you to live, really connecting to your voice so that you can stop seeking validation externally, so that you can stop chasing and never finding fulfillment, because this all lives within us, you know? So that's Find Your Freak. It'll be delivered via audio somehow. And if you're interested, check the show notes. There'll be a link there, and be sure to be in the Show Up, Speak Up Facebook group for further announcements around this. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited because this also feels like a relief. I've been so afraid of putting out an offer because of rejection, the fear of rejection, and the fear that it's not going to be enough. But it's going to be what it is. And it feels like a relief just to say that I'm doing it. And like playing Million Reasons on my uke and singing in the Show Up, Speak Up group wasn't perfect, because I still can't get that fucking G, the transition to G from pretty much anything. It's not about the end result, it's how I feel during the creation. So, yeah, that's pretty much it from me today. If you want to find your freak, let's get freaky together. All right, till next time, peace out.
Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies, and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies. And thanks for listening.